The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Case 36 from the Gateless Gate. Wu Tzu said, "When you meet someone attained in the Tao on the road, do not make your greeting with words or with silence. How will you make your greeting?" Wu Tzu said, "When you meet someone attained in the Tao on the road, do not make your greeting with words or with silence. How will you make your greeting?" So here we are. On the road again, all together on this great road trip, this great journey, into investigating the heart of the matter, into investigating our lives. And like any road trip, there's bumps, and there are potholes, and divots, and sinkholes, and detours, and dead ends. And they're in the form of pain, anger, frustration, all amounting to suffering, human suffering. And we're here, nowhere to go on this journey together. And the Buddha's teaching, the great broad long tongue of the Buddha, is quite unbelievable, because what it says is that this suffering is due to a misapprehension in the way things are, a delusion, an ignorance, or more appropriately, an ignorance of a fundamental reality of no separation between self and other. And the great paradox of this journey that we are all on together is that the moment we step foot on the road and take a step, we're walking away from the destination. But of course we have to take the steps. And the irony is that as we go along, the journey gets harder. It gets harder because we start to see that we can no longer fool ourselves. That what comes up as suffering is due to our own actions, our own habits and conditioning. And then we eventually realize that we never had to actually take a step. This Wu Tzu was a great Zen master of the 11th century. And in this case, very simple case, he says, when you meet someone attained in the Tao on the road, do not make your greeting with words or with silence. When you meet someone attained in the Tao, how do we meet the other? How do we meet our Sangha mates? How do we meet our Dharma brothers and sisters? How do we meet our teachers? How do we meet our loved ones and our friends and family? And do we differentiate, and how we differentiate between someone attained in the Tao and not? How do we meet the grocer at the grocery store? How do we meet our enemies? And most importantly, how do we meet ourselves? Because how we meet ourselves is how we meet everything. The great Dogen Zenji, founder of the Soto School of Zen in Japan, who's the direct lineage of our Boundless Way School of Zen. Most quoted from him in the Genjo Koan is, "To study the way is to study the self. And to study the self is to forget the self. And to forget the self is to be actualized, to be awakened, enlightened by the myriad things of the world. And when you are actualized by the myriad things, body and mind and the body and minds of others drop away." So how does this dropping away happen? How do we close the gap, so to speak, between the self and the other? We do it by sitting on our seat, on the seat of the Buddha, the seat of awakening. It's called the indestructible seat. And we slow ourselves down. We slow our body and our mind. And then we shine the light of our consciousness inward. And we look around. And we continue to look and look. And what do we find? We start to find that all the things that we thought were going to make us happy, all the things we needed to keep in line or arrange in our lives so that we could start living, all those things outside of us, all those people who have been in our way, or those people who have caused us trouble, all those things that we want different, other than our right now, is the root of our suffering. And we also find that this thing we call a self, a me, comes and goes. Just comes and goes and changes. As the Buddha said, there is no abiding self, meaning it can't be found in one state, locked in that state, fixed in a fixed position. It just comes and goes in different forms. And then we start to see that all the forms that we have created for ourselves are not so solid. And so, Wuzhu says, "When you meet someone attained in the Tao on the road, do not make your greeting with words or with silence. How will you make your greeting? How will you make that greeting? Now, the first thing that may come to mind, comes to my mind, is love, compassion, caring, kindness, understanding. But that's not good enough for Wutsu. Wutsu wants to know, what is love? What is kindness? What is compassion? Demonstrate it. How do you meet the other? How do you meet the one attained in the Tao? Of course, what he's really saying is, how do you meet yourself on this road? It's worth investigating. It is the investigation. Wutsu said, when you meet someone attained in the Tao on the road, do not make your greeting with words or with silence. How will you make your greeting?